bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I think I just cut myself off. Yep, I did. Anyway. I always do that. There are pros and cons of being tall. I'm not going to lie. I don't ever want to be short. I don't ever want to be short. I used to be short up until, I don't know, right before my junior year of high school. I was like 5'7", 5'8". And then, growth spurt. I mean, I'm not mad, but stuff stopped fitting. Stuff stopped. The beautiful thing about it is I could always go to the store and find my size. Not anymore. Now everything is extra large. You know how many extra large people are in the world? The majority of them. And I get to cry about it. Hey, just so you know, it's Pop Off Friday. And today I want to talk about the same thing that I said I was going to talk about yesterday, and that is the Insurrection Act. So there are rumors going around that they're going to invoke the Insurrection Act for the border. And people are freaking out. This is the time they're going to take over. I've had friends send me texts of articles and it's going to take over and then they're going to start it. And I'm like, did you read what the Insurrection Act was? Did you read the Posse Comitatus Act? Did you read these things? Or are you just going off and you're like geeked because you're anti-Trump? In other words, it's okay to be anti-Trump, but you need to make sure that what you're hearing is factual. Otherwise, stop scaring people about something. And so I'm going to dive into it today because I'm mad that people are believing erroneous information. I don't really care about the whole Insurrection Act and all that. You need to understand what it is for yourself so you can make a clear decision as to whether or not you want to believe the rumors and believe what it is. That's all. But don't believe it just because you don't like the person who's supposed to have said it. Get some facts. Get some facts. And so people have been asking me, what is the Insurrection Act? Which almost disturbs me because people, of all the things you should know regarding the Constitution, regarding acts that are important, like the Civil Rights Act of 1964, you should know what the Insurrection Act is of 1807. You need to understand what it can do. So when the article is written, it's what the person could do, what the person might do, what is rumored to have occurred, when in fact you don't know. And so my question is, why are you putting out this story if you don't know what actually happened or if the order was given or anything? But yet we dive into it. We jump in and we, oh, it must be true because. President Donald Trump, this is from The Independent from the United Kingdom. So I did that so that we can hear what other media outside of this country are saying about us. President Donald Trump could invoke a centuries-old law that would authorize him to deploy the United States military to the southern border and order them to assist law enforcement in carrying out his domestic policies. The Insurrection Act of 1807, a rarely used law, allows the president to utilize federal military troops or federalized National Guard troops in order to suppress uncontrollable protests or other civil disturbance situations. Upon entering the office in January, Trump signed an executive order declaring a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border. He directed Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to provide a report within 90 days about the state of the border to determine whether to invoke the Insurrection Act of 1904. So why is everybody so upset about that? We had millions of people come across the border. Millions of people are here illegally. When invoked, the Insurrection Act gives the president the authority to deploy the U.S. military or National Guard inside the country to suppress events such as rebellion, insurrection, civil disorder, or to enforce the law in a situation where it has become impracticable to do. The Insurrection Act is not one piece of legislation, but it is a combination of a series of laws enacted by Congress between 1792 and 1871 that specifically address utilizing the military within the U.S. The act is an exception to what's called the Posse Comitatus Act, which typically prevents the government, the federal government, from using the federal military or National Guard to enforce domestic policies. Once invoked, the act temporarily suspends Posse Comitatus. Troops could be deployed under three sections of the Insurrection Act. First, if it's a state legislature or governor requests federal aid to suppress an insurrection in that state. So that's one. Two, I was trying to read it. The second allows the president to invoke it without a state's permission whenever they consider unlawful obstructions, combinations, or assemblages or rebellion make it impractical to enforce the law of the United States. And third, It allows the president to invoke the act without a state's permission under two scenarios. If any insurrection, domestic violence, unlawful combination, or conspiracy hinders the ability or desire to execute laws that specifically protect people's constitutional rights, or if any insurrection, domestic violence, and they mean domestic violence as in the country, unlawful combination or conspiracy obstructs the executive of the law or the course of justice under those laws. But before the president can consider it, you have to first make a proclamation asking insurgents or those obstructing the enforcement of laws to disperse peacefully within a certain amount of time. So he would have to ask people who are here illegally to leave and give them X amount of time. Then if they don't, then he can enforce it. Right? Posse comitatus, what we talked about, limits the power of the federal government in the use of federal military personnel to enforce domestic policies within the United States. So in general, you can't use federal troops to enforce Milwaukee law or state law. The National Guard are just that. Under the governor's control, the governor can say, hey, we need the National Guard. Have them come up here and the Milwaukee River is overflowing and we need to put sandbags down. We need them to come do it. So that's what you do. When 9/11 hit, that same National Guard was activated. They went federal and they were gone. Because the president has the right to do that. But Posse Comitatus says you can use them, you just can't use them here. They can go fight a foreign war. And so one of the things we have to remember is that this is for the border. When I come back, I'm going to talk about an article that I read that there's a fear in America that once this happens, Donald Trump is going to take over the United States of America. And at some point, at the rate we're going, is that true? What do you believe? 833-212-1017 is the number. Do you understand the Insurrection Act to the point where you believe this country's in trouble? Or not.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth of the Afternoon. I almost adjusted my seat. I was like, let me look over here. Okay, I'm out. I'm too close to everything. It's not my fault people are short. It's not. It is not my listen. Short people are short people. 833-212-1017 is the number. The Insurrection Act, something we need to be afraid of, something we need to know about. What? Is it? I don't know. Personally, as long as it's kept in line with what's going on the border, I don't really care. But what other instance is going on that he would use the Insurrection Act of 1807 to do anything? I'm just asking. Because everybody's panicked. And everybody's like, oh, my God, the world's going to come to an end. Al, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Well, I don't think Donald Trump is healthy enough by the way he acts. But my thing is, wouldn't he have to use that same act to dig up his mother, considering she came over here illegally herself in 1933, Mary Ann, on a Transylvania ship with $50 in a box?
I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Because see, a lot of this chaos. Because a lot of this chaos is coming from him not looking in the mirror, considering he's a product of one. And you can't say you are American and being against the type of people when you're sleeping with the same people that you helped get papers yourself, when he's a product of one. So it doesn't look good to American people, especially people who served and fought in the war, who was not a draft dodger, who's talked all this stuff, and then they got all this chaos here talking about illegal immigrants when half of the stuff he wear on his clothes is from another country. That does not make you look American. It makes you look like a hypocrite and a bald-faced liar.
All right. Thank you much.
And if people used the basic common sense and looked in their household, the Republicans did, they wouldn't have nothing in the house. It would look like a straight dope house. The majority of the stuff in their house is from another country.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
I guess he's been in a lot of Republicans' houses. I don't know. That was different. 833-212-1017 is the number. I mean, at some point, there's nothing you can do. He's the president. He won. That's it. Me personally, it's just like the stock market. Everybody was screaming and hollering. I said, it'll turn around. Oh, no, it's not. We're going to die. And then it turned around. So that's all I'm saying. Like, at some point, let's take a deep breath. Let's pause and figure out what it is we're going to do, because I'm not hearing from any black anybody about what to do. Yeah, there are a few stories and people, you know, screaming the sky is falling. But in the end, what are we going to do? And are we going to do it with the same people who are, like, not doing anything now? Because I don't think it'll change. If that act is invoked, it has to be for what he stated the emergency was, and that's the border. I think there are enough level-headed people, and there's Congress, I hope, and the U.S. Supreme Court that'll stop him from acting foolish. But will it? Ad hominem attacks, saying what his mama did, brother, draft dodger, calling people names, isn't going to take away the fact that he can do it. We now have to look to Pete Hegseth, which is, and Kristi Noem to say, no, we're okay. We got this. We got enough personnel. We have enough people. We can do this. Praying that they do that. Otherwise, it's going to turn crazy. Otherwise, it's going to turn weird, because they're going to send troops to the southern border to stop people from coming in. Granted, it's dried up pretty good. It's pretty much dried up. So, what are we fighting for? RC said, the question is, at what point do you secure your borders? What was cannot be now or again. I don't understand what that means. What was cannot be now or again. Oh, you mean the people that came in? Yes, that's true. We can't let millions and millions of people in and then pretend like they're not here illegally and then tell them they can't leave. You lie when you say a person is an immigrant, but they didn't fill out any paperwork to make themselves an immigrant. An immigrant is someone that's here legally. who makes a request, fills out the paper, waits for it to come, gets the visa, comes to the country. Hey, I'm here. I want to claim asylum. I want to start the citizenship, like whatever. They do that. But I agree, you can't have immigration without paperwork. Like, literally, it's not immigration. It's illegal. But we would have you think, we're going after those poor people. If you can arrest Ray Ray for some weed, that's legal in other states, you can arrest immigrants. Illegal immigrants. And I'm not mad about it at all. If you're here and you can't change your mind, you can't say, well, they're from Haiti. Well, okay, but they're here. They're illegal. And of course, Al said, like Trump's wife and his parents. That was then. This is now. He did what every other white rich guy did for somebody they wanted to marry or family they wanted to bring in. He paid for it. He bought it. Don't get mad. RC said people keep pointing to the past to justify future immigrants. These aren't immigrants. Immigrants come legally. We're talking about the illegal ones, the ones that don't belong here that are already here. Like, you don't get a right to stay in any country if it's not your country of origin. You don't get to say, I think I'm going to go to Australia and I'm going to just hang out there. No, they'll throw me out. And I think the closest U.S. territory is what, Samoa? Like, really? At least it'll be warm. Hey, Al, it's not an excuse. I know you have trouble dealing with facts. But there's not a lot you can do. It's not. And we keep getting mad and upset, screaming and hollering about stuff we can't change. You can't change the fact that he's the president. They just charged the dude that was like at the golf course down in Florida looking to shoot him and all that. They just charged him. The Justice Department just charged him. And so where's he going to go? He'll probably get found guilty, go to prison. For thinking about killing somebody, not doing it. Thinking about doing it. 833-212-1017 is the number. What do you want to pop off for today? What you want to pop off on? Who you want to? Nah, don't say who. Nope, we're going to scratch that. Scratch that. Then y'all be like, I want to pop off on DJ Brother Z. He played some music. And then it'll just be, you know. If I told y'all what he told me, you would do this too. And now with 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk traffic is Debbie Lazaga.
Eastbound 94, we do still have this problem with the two left lanes blocked at Blue Mound Road crash, and that is making for big delays all the way back past Highway 16. More delays as you're making your way from about 68th Street through the stadium interchange. Westbound 94 has got some backups from 20th Street all the way to Holly Road. Southbound 43, a hefty ride from Capitol Drive all the way down through the Marquette to the KK River. Northbound slow from Kilbourne to Keefe. And southbound 41, a hefty ride from Appleton Avenue all the way down to Capitol Drive. And checking the TMJ4 Storm Team forecast tonight, mostly clear with some frost, a low of 34. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, a high of 54 at the lakefront, 60 inland. From the WTMJ Traffic Center, I'm Debbie Lazaga on 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, there's a lot of buzz surrounding the draft, but you won't find one seeping through Pella's windows and doors. In fact, you should make Pella your number one pick, because right now you can take advantage of no interest financing options or a free glass upgrade. Their talented designers and installers can match your unique home through seamless customization. So certain restrictions apply, and the deal ends April 30th. So place your free in-home consultation right now, today, at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. I can play the piano like that. It's only like three notes. Da-da-da-da. That's all I can play. I'm just saying. You don't believe me?
No.
You can't talk on my radio show no more. You can't.
That's fine with me.
Wow. See how you don't even listen. I tell him he can't talk and he goes, okay. I mean, your brother used to say, shut up. Okay, I told you to stop talking. Okay, what? And you end up getting yourself a spanking because you did what you were told to do. You answered the person that was talking to you. You hear me talking to you? Answer me. But you said, it's just like, okay. Whoo. Yeah. Just one of them things. Kids got to put up with a lot of stuff these days. A whole heap of stuff. So, Sandra has been calling over the last few years. And by the way, if you have a comment, you want something, you got something you want to pop off on, it's 833-212-1017. It's the number. Sandra's been going off on the tire piece and all the tires being dumped. And so the other day they found people and I think they're going to charge them and dumping hundreds of tires or dozens and whatever. Now, this is me. I'm pausing because it's a time to be vulnerable. I can live with a lot of stuff. I can put up with a lot of stuff. But when I saw this story, I'm speechless. CBS58.com. A Milwaukee man will make a plea in court today after more than 50 dead dogs were found on his property. Michael Ellis was charged in September with 5 felony counts of mistreatment of animals. Local animal activists, advocates are close to the case. So volunteers from Friends of Madoc, Milwaukee area dog and cat something, are pushing for Michael Ellis to get the maximum sentence in a animal abuse case. One volunteer calls the most horrific thing she's ever seen. Last August, officials say a city worker visited Ellis's foreclosed home near Titonia and Villard and was met with a foul odor. Police and Madoc workers found more than 50 dead dogs, reptiles, and birds. Many were in crates. And officials said they had no access to food or water. Volunteers say 20 animals were rescued alive, 3 dogs, and 17 reptiles. The house has since been demolished. So, do people do that for people? I mean, we wake up to some of the most odd
Again, I'm speechless. I find it amazing. We don't write stories about people complaining about people dying in the street. Kill dogs? Oh, the friends of Maddock are out. Where's that when people are lying in the street dead? When cars are speeding too fast. Oh, that has anything to do with us because we're about dogs and cats. I get it. But some of those fast driving cars can run over dogs. What about that? Right, you forgot about it. Figures. And so here we have Maddock. It's the most egregious thing I've ever seen in my life. The most horrific thing I've ever seen. Okay. Okay. Friends of Maddock volunteers have been sending letters to the district attorney's office throughout the case saying, animal abuse cannot be tolerated, but if you shoot somebody human, we got nothing to say. Those are my words. I really hope that the district attorney will not allow this to go to a plea bargain where he gets no time. I hope he actually does see time for this, says Cindy Steinle, volunteer humane investigator, Friends of Maddock. So, why are we pushing so hard about somebody killing a dog? I get the fact that, one, it's illegal. Two, it's immoral. And three, it's a crime that is not punishable by death. So the vitriol that comes over people harming a dog, when we don't have that same response when it's a human being, I just don't understand it. 833-212-1017 is the number. And said, I don't believe that our president wants to be a dictator. I think he gets frustrated with the unaddressed inefficiency, stupidity, and outside threats. The economy, world affairs, national security are way above my pay grade. I am still upset with mandated COVID shots for many at all. The shutdown of schools, businesses, and churches has left, I'm assuming she said, lasting impressions. And then she said, glad I never had the COVID vaccine. Why though? Like, what happened to you if you had gotten it? Would you have turned into a pumpkin? I don't know. Me personally? I don't think so. When we come back, we got calls, we got talking texts, and you. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You ever tell somebody, hey, I better not see you at 3:15. It's on. Now, here's the problem. If you're going to fight somebody, one, don't make sure they're not bigger than you. That's a little bit. But the second part is, what makes you think they're going to be there? Like, that's the dumbest thing. I better not see you at 3:15. Dude, thank you for letting me know I need to run home. Thank you very much. Whew. 833-212-1017 is the number. Sandra, what are you doing? It's Friday. Why aren't you out there? It's like 50 degrees outside. You should be out partying.
I am. I am going after Ralph.
Ooh, but, where are you going
I'm out here with my animals. Huh?
You going where?
The rat said yes.
Hootie, what? What?
Said yes. I'm going to go out after Ralph.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm going to party off of Janet Jackson. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, we're here doing it now. You're playing it. I'm doing it.
See how you ruin my hour? Trying to chill, trying to slow down. You playing fast music.
Oh.
Can you imagine going there and complaining about that? Excuse me, I would like to complain. He played fast music on a Friday, and it was just totally unacceptable. I would like to go to a record store. They'll throw you. Get out.
I was in my double right now. I was shaming. What you talking about?
Will you stop proving me wrong?
Stop.
Hush. Stop.
I got to make sure to get out there and do it, see? I want you to get out there and have some fun, because you've got another hour or so, you know, that ain't too bad.
Yep. Hey, question.
Yeah, I heard you call my name. Uh-huh.
Yes, I did, because I know y'all had tires and all that, and this dude had 50 animals in his house.
Yeah.
He got arrested.
Yeah, I got three right now. Three animals right now looking at me.
No. They were dead.
Oh, yeah. That's, I heard you saying the smell and all of that, yeah. Well, what I got to say about this, humans don't have no sense. They go to school, they go from kindergarten to however well they get educated. Now, this man ain't got no sense. But a dog, you have to train them. They can't talk back to you. In fact, they don't understand nothing you say. If you go to training class, they teach you all of that.
That's
just me and him supposed to have some sense.
Yeah, but what were your neighbors doing? Like, what were your neighbors
doing? Well, maybe they like the smell. Maybe they like the smell.
Nah, come on. Look, nobody likes that. Okay, I'm done.
Look at Jeffrey Dahmer. That house would smell horrible. I was at school up there. I'm sitting there, how you going to smell this smell? And then this man was...
Because you get used to it. But 50 dead dogs? Come on now.
But the people probably got used to the smell.
50 dead dogs.
That's crazy, though. It's crazy. I don't get upset with the animals. People supposed to have some sense. They supposed to have some sense. Oh. If they don't have no sense, lock them up, I guess.
No!
Lock them up,
throw their people up because they got back. Oh, Sandra.
They got no sense.
Sandra, I got a
dead dog.
Sandra, I got a question.
Go ahead.
Are you going to the the fourth annual Tory Lowe community cleanup tomorrow?
No, because I don't know where he's going. What areas he's going to do?
I don't know. What areas is he going to do? He said it on
the
show.
He never said it.
Yes, he did. He said it on
the
show.
I never heard him say what areas.
You didn't hear it.
I didn't hear him say the
areas. I heard him say it on his show. Well,
you have to go back and listen.
You have to go to truthcommunitycleanup.com. And you can click which site you want to go to, and then meet him there.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it ain't my area, I ain't meeting him there. Because I've been talking about this area for years. I mean, I've been here. I had this house ever since 71, and it was nothing like this. And now all of a sudden, you lose it's just a junk pile. It's just houses boarded. Now, a lot of spots are empty, and they belong to the city. That's what I always tell you. Then the city can just, the houses belong to the city. Tear it down. Make a park. You can make a park out of this area, really.
It is pop-off Friday. So.
And it'll be real pleasing. But I ain't going to clean over there.
Then you're
going to
be
right
complaining
by me
people
and then I'll clean up over there.
You're going to be complaining people are hanging out in the park.
Look, if they come over here, then I'll go over there and I'll help them all the time. I don't mind helping anybody.
All
right. But I'm not going to be out there and I'm fighting for it. But another thing I was just going to say real quick, I know you got some other people. I was just going to say about the part where I think it's going to be a dictatorship in the future. I really think that's going to come along too.
Okay.
But I'm not worried about that because, like I told you, you know how old I am. So I don't think it'll affect me.
Yes, ma'am. Have a great weekend.
Okay.
All right.
You too. And Jason, is that Jason?
No, ma'am. It's Greg.
Who's that with you?
It's Greg.
Greg. Okay. I never met Greg. Okay.
All right.
Greg, have a nice weekend too. Okay.
I couldn't. Especially when I've said your name like 12 times. It's like, who's Greg? Wow.
Glenn. I guess I'm not doing a good enough job back here.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You got to answer the phone. You got to say your name. You got, come on now. You got to get with it. What's your name? Greg? Glenn? Google? I don't know. The caller, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What do you want? Why are you harassing me this weekend?
Oh, I wanted to talk to you, my brother. You know, anytime it's a nice day, I have to call in instead of text.
It can't be a nice day when you're out there and I'm in here. It is not a nice
every
day.
Every day is a nice day. You got a
speak
chance
for
to
yourself.
Wake up and open your eyes.
Speak for yourself.
And
speak
what
for
I would
yourself,
like to encourage the elder brother is that if you start off the day with that,
nope,
that is the cake and everything else is the icing.
For you.
And it leads to a very happy existence.
For you.
Give it a shot. And let me do it for a month, and then if it don't work, I'll come
why
up with
this?
Something else.
How about mind your own business?
Huh? You being continuing to be able to be on the radio is my business.
It is not.
I derive okay. pleasure from being able to be a significant contributor. And with that,
I
heard a really smart guy. This is Pop Off Friday.
Yes, sir.
I heard a
yes,
really
sir.
Smart guy say this thing recently on how, unfortunately, my generation, mm-hmm. millennials, and the Gen Zs have continually been able to withdraw from the efforts of people like John Lewis, people who are, right. and even younger baby boomers. I put in this category.
There's no such thing as a younger baby boomer.
From this bank account
time out.
Malcolm X, Dr.
The younger,
King. And
hang on.
Let me finish my sentence.
The now. Younger baby boomer is in
yeah,
their...
Yeah, like anybody who's under 75, if you didn't graduate high school by 64...
I reject that.
He was talking about you.
I reject
so
that.
So
you're
talking about people your age. You know, the Soul Train high-heel shoe guy. So he was saying that we have been withdrawing from... the efforts of people like Dr. King, Medgar Evers, John Lewis, and not depositing. And that's how you come up with a situation where we have such lower voter turnout that, you know, a simple 8% could put somebody who actually said, unfortunately, to the against the point that Ann said, who says that they want to be a dictator like Hitler out loud.
Okay, but we're not talking about that. But don't, go ahead.
And I'm just saying, she said he okay, doesn't want to be one. He said that. Right. He wants generals like Hitler. Am I lying?
Go on.
Okay, so the continuum of that where we keep taking away and not adding to, like people complain about kids not being able to read. Well, I think every person who says that this person had a good remedy for that.
Which
if,
is what?
If, for example, you were the kid for more than 10 minutes in a car, for example. This guy said he always had books that they could read, and he would have them read to him so he would get a chance to see how they would enunciate, and that helped the people in his family and any kids that he was around to become literate, you know, at a very young age. And just doing those things are those initial things that we can do before we get involved with any government or anything. You can, it's up to you as a black person. If you don't teach, like my grandkids already know about certain things in black history, and that interest has been sparked. So the saying that I'm sure you're familiar with from the 70s, each 60s and 70s,
you got about 30
each one
seconds.
Teach one.
You got about 30 seconds.
Each one teach one is what I'm here to pop off about. And so like Tory Lowe says, boots on the ground means that whatever you can do one-on-one with another individual, like kind of, and that's why I started with what I said, for you to believe that every day that you wake up is a gift. And that's my gift to you, my brother. God bless you. Drive safe.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. Okay, I'm just giving him trouble. So while I'm okay with that, I'm tired of people telling everybody else what they need to do. And you never start out with what you do. Like, we're really fast, black people are really fast at telling everybody else what they need to do or why they think something is working or not working. But what are you doing? Like, give me your list of what you do to give back or take care of your family or do those things. Top 5 at 5 is coming up. And then after that, I'm going to tell you what I did to make my family successful. What I did and what I went through to make sure children have what they have and what they need and how they can be better off than what I was. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. News and Top 5 up next.